This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Past the hour now on your DJV experience with your Jennifer Horn, your Victoria Keelan, your Kara Schillen, and your Doug Steffen. Yes, you can have us all, and you can do with us what you would like.
Yours truly.
For an invitation. Okay, so Halloween is right around the corner, and I guess this sort of fits in with the culture of our establishment these days. An elementary school in Walpole, Massachusetts, yesterday canceled its annual Halloween celebration with concerns over safety and inclusiveness. Now, I can remember back when I was teaching school, things started to happen. Crazy people would do crazy things to the candy or apples or things like that. And I thought, oh, my God, who thinks about stuff like that? So now there's an elementary school going to have a costume parade for a black and orange spirit day and a monster mash pasta bash. And in an email statement, school officials said the parade is out of our ordinary routine and could be difficult for many students. And the parade is not inclusive of all the students. It is our goal each and every day to ensure that all students, whether they be, well, he's basically saying individual differences are respected, basically. The school's decision confused parents, acknowledging the safety concerns surrounding the parade, but they didn't understand why it was isolated as a potentially inclusive issue. Many events would be considered not inclusive because of the hoopla about costumes. How much money can be spent? Some children don't have any money to buy costumes, and because they have to make them, the school feels that they would be the subject of ridicule. It's unfair to, under the circumstance, create a situation and environment, if you will, in which students with diverse backgrounds and identities and strengths and challenges can go together.
So, okay, am I the only one who thinks that the spirit of Halloween should be making your own costumes? Like, growing up, we made our own costumes every year. Yeah. We weren't rolling in the dough, but we weren't poor. That was, well, like, always the fun thing, was you made your own costume.
If I read between the lines, you fellas, you ladies can tell me, well, you fellas.
I know, where that comes
from. I don't know where it came from. The essence of having money, you can go buy a fancy costume, or if you don't have any money, you make some kind of a costume, and the school authorities are concerned about bullying and...
Well, why don't they just have a day before the parade where to celebrate they all, you know, get together and, like, make their own costumes out of, like, paper or paper mache or something, and then they all wear those costumes to the parade and they don't have to worry
about
it.
I used to delight in taking pumpkins from the garden and actually, this is how weird I was as a kid. Like, make the usual, cut the hole in the top, and then you get all the pumpkins flush out of the middle of it, and you cut the eyes and the nose and the mouth and get jagged teeth and all that stuff, and put a candle in it and watch it melt. The pumpkin would cook with a big candle inside, and then it all just kind of get into a big hump. I thought that was great.
What was the point of putting all the effort in to carve it if then you proceed to melt it?
Well, I know. I was 8 years old, 9 years old.
He was a boy. They're destructive. They like things like that.
It looked like fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then later life, I found out how much cows love pumpkins. They'll eat any pumpkin. They love pumpkins, like candy to them.
Hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of candy, Halloween sales of candy and the costume sales expected to break records. As most people know now, this is the second most, I don't know if expensive, is that the right way of looking at it? It's the most profitable, second most profitable sort of period this next week or two. According to the National Retail Federation, people spend over $9 billion on candy and costumes. Good God.
Wow.
Last year it was $8.4 billion.
Wow. Yeah, so it's up from 8.4 to 8.0. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have we heard, what's the hot Halloween costume this year? Like, I haven't heard.
Sexy goldfish.
Right.
Is it really? Or are you saying that, Jennifer?
No, there's actually a stupid sexy goldfish costume that people are looking at. I don't know what the hot one is. I know that Stranger Things is big. I see that a lot.
Yeah.
I was going to be a unicorn. Unicorns are hot.
Yes, that's true.
So how many people actually go by, as adults, go by these things for themselves? Do you actually, the three of you all, go out and buy these sorts of things?
I'm not what you would call a joiner, so I don't like costumes. I don't like costume parties. I'm not.
So you're a homebody, is what you're saying?
No, I'm just not a participant. Although if I went to Jennifer's Halloween party, I would dress up. So that's just saying. If there's an invite coming, I would dress up for that.
Well, come on out. There's an invite coming.
Yeah. But other than that, no, I don't really do that. But I have friends that go nuts for Halloween.
See, I like dressing up, but like I said before, I always make my own costume, even as an adult.
And I saw her Drake costume from a few years ago. That was good.
Yeah, I'm pretty handy.
If I could, I was just sitting here contemplating the three of you together at a party. If there was a way the three of you got together for a party, I'd go. I'd get on a plane and go to where the three of you were
sit and watch us.
The 28th, come on out. All of you are invited.
I'll be in Italy on the 28th, but get the plane to turn around and go to California instead of going across the Atlantic. It is really amazing, though, how many people are spending how much money. And the deals, the survey that I'm talking about that got us up to $9 billion in spending found that 47% of those polled plan to go to a discount store for what they need. 38% go to a location that focuses specifically on Halloween. So how do those stores make it in the non-Halloween season?
They go out of business, most of them. There's some that are costume stores all year round, but most of them are just seasonal.
So they could be the H&R Block's store from,
kinda like that.
Yeah, from December until May, and then they can become a Halloween store after that. All right, got it. I've never gotten into this.
I wonder if Italy does anything for Halloween, because you'll be there for it.
I will be. Well, actually, I'll be on a plane Halloween night. No, wait a minute.
No, you're
going to
be
on the 28th. I will be in Italy on the 31st.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I could go trick or treating. Let's see. How can I get dressed up? I could dress up like Sophia Loren, who's famous Italian.
It's interesting that you went right to drag, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, nobody will know me
over
there. Make
sure you send us pictures of that.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yes. I'm growing. The people that are on the trip with me are all strangers other than the leader of the trip, who is somebody that I've known for quite a long time. But
are you the only dude again?
No, actually, there's another man on this trip.
Oh, you'll have a bromance.
This year I have another guy. I don't know anything about him. No, and it'll be fun. It's always fun to meet new people in these circumstances and see, you know, what sort of this. There's always a challenge. I'm the only one who's staying by himself, however. Everybody else is sharing rooms and stuff. And I apparently have a cabin at the end of this place where I'm going to stay that's all my own. I don't know what that means. Last time I checked, I didn't have bad breath or BO, but it isn't.
They heard you're planning to dress up and drag, so.
Oh, is that what it is?
Maybe they heard you're planning on singing a lot.
16 after the hour, you're listening to the DJV Experience.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Anti-Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, only around 260 people received their Tesla Model 3s last month out of the 500,000 that are waiting for them. But at the same time, Elon Musk is talking about going to Mars and rescuing Puerto Rico from its power grid problems. It appears that many of those 260 Model 3s may have been built by hand, although Elon did tweet out a video of the production line. Critics of the Model 3 say full completion of the orders may take as much as 3 years. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Let's do some people in the news. Richard Branson, founder of the Virgin Group, pretty much everybody knows who he is, says he's been targeted by a fraudster posing as the defense minister, trying to get him to contribute $5 million to a secret ransom payment. So this is really, he's been conned apparently a lot this year. Says that some people, he thinks the same person or group has impersonated him in a way that they almost got $2 million away from him, and used the, they came to him and asked him to help Hurricane Irma victims, because he's the owner of an island down there, and there was a lot of damage done to it. You've probably all seen the pictures. And so they were good enough to almost extract $2 million from him for that. I think that's pretty amazing. He said, he wrote in a blog, this story sounds like it's come straight out of a James Bond film, but sadly, it's all true. So as it is so, I don't know if easy is the right word, but to fall victim, even people sophisticated like that. I mean, you can imagine all the people around him and the firewalls that must be around him to protect him and his assets. And yet people can figure out how to get through to that, to get through all of this stuff and almost make the cause like the sting, the con in the sting. Yeah, that pretty clever stuff. But that was back in the days, that movie was, what, made 40 years ago? But the idea of being able to do that to somebody in this day and age who is that sophisticated, really, it's pretty disturbing, actually. Here's the story of Rose DeMaria, 87-year-old Lodi, New Jersey woman, Victoria. She says she's in danger of being evicted from her home, been there for 60 years because her grandson visits her too frequently. Grandson's name is Greg Ciccone. Says he visits her almost every day, helps her out around the house, gets her breakfast ready, her pills ready, her laundry. She says that she's been kept a model, she's been a model tenant for 67 years. I pay my rent, keep the house clean, don't cause trouble. She says she was surprised to get a notice from the authorities earlier this month warning her that if she keeps letting her grandson come as an unauthorized visitor, she'll be evicted.
Somebody's got beef with the grandson. They're taking it out on her.
Wow, that's pretty stiff stuff, isn't it, huh? 21 past the hour, food for thought on DJV.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Solution in the bottom of a bottle, in the stars or every stop. The only answer to the problem is people, loving people. That's the enemy of everything is evil. Ain't no quick fix at the end of a leader.
Is this Keith Urban?
No, this is Garth Brooks.
Garth.
Oh. Yeah.
Whoa. 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 Words are what they seem to me. Talk is cheap and lies.
All right, country music in the biggest night. CMA Awards, 51st Annual CMA Awards, living up to their nickname, the biggest night. First round of performers for the award show announced yesterday, the day before. I don't know, was it? Yeah, it's earlier this week. This is nothing short of star-studded. Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, Garth Brooks, Eric Church, Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, Thomas Rhett, Little Big Town, Old Dominion, Brothers Osborne, John Pardee. Also on the performer's bill, 16-time CMA Award winner Alan Jackson, been nominated 81 times. Wow, how old is he, Jennifer? Alan Jackson?
I think he's about 55, maybe?
Really?
Yeah.
That kind of, wow.
I thought he was older than that, but wow. I like Alan Jackson.
Yeah, he sounds like the old country, doesn't he?
He does. That's why I like him. I like old country.
He's got that classic. Yeah,
I'm with you on that one.
Sound.
Yep. Carrie Underwood also teaming up with Brad Paisley to host the awards once again. 10th year together serving as the MCs. Garth
he's 59,
Brooks,
by the way.
Alan Jackson, 59. Okay, thank you, Jennifer.
Yes.
Garth Brooks is, what, 52, 3, 4 in there somewhere? How old is Garth Brooks?
Oh, boy, you're a challenge today, aren't you?
Reigning Entertainer of the Year, up for the award again this year. Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Chris Stapleton are up against Brooks for the highest honor, along with Keith Urban.
Garth is 55.
55, okay, thank you. Miranda Lambert, how old is she?
She's about 33.
Okay. The most nominated of all the performers got 5 nods for Single and Song of the Year, Tin Man, Album of the Year, The Weight of These Wings, Female Vocalist of the Year, and Video of the Year for Vice. So the CMA's Nashville on the 8th of November at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, there you go.
I'll be there. It'll be a big show. Wow.
about the speaking about the world of country music, Dolly Parton. Now, this is something you wouldn't expect to hear from Dolly Parton. Something to say about Harvey Weinstein. She weighed in on the scandal during an appearance on Fox, saying it's really heartbreaking. I only worked with Harvey once, and the only thing I remember, he worked my butt off. He was a businessman, she said, but never did I have the problems with him that some of the others did. That happens a lot. I've been in this business a long time. So she was asked for advice for young entertainers getting into the business. She said, quote, I think things like this are going to bring it to the forefront, and I think that'll give him extra strength to say, hey, remember what happened here? You better back off, buddy, a bit. I can see her saying that, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Get lost, buddy. She said that her large family taught her how to fend off predatory behavior during her decades in showbiz. She said, quote, I grew up in a family of six brothers, my dad, my uncle. So they kind of taught me the ropes, you know. I got into these situations and... So I just kind of have been lucky, really, luckier than most. But this really is a sad situation. I don't know if... I'm not sure how to read between the lines there. Did she have problems with her brothers and her father and her uncle?
That's not what it sounded like to me. It just sounded like her brothers knew that men have a tendency to act like that and taught her how to deal with, you know, anyone who did.
I'd rather have that interpretation, too. Thank you. 28 after the hour on today's DJV show. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
I'm Rafael Fonseca, and this is a Healthier You. As an oncologist, I'm concerned about policies that drive the debate about drug prices. There's a notion that there are many situations where a physician can choose between two medicines that are equivalent, with the only difference between them being their price. This in turn leads to the argument that we need more comparative studies of drugs' cost versus their effectiveness so doctors can make informed choices based on economic considerations. In reality, when multiple treatments exist, there are usually differences between them in either efficacy or safety. There's always trade-offs. A choice based on cost alone will almost always have to sacrifice either efficacy or safety. That is not a sacrifice patients should be asked to make. Let's put this fallacy to rest and base medical decisions on medical factors. For more details, go to Facebook.com/BetterHealthcarePolicy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Now 34 after the hour, the DJV experience with your favorite friends, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and me. From the daily Did You Know or Do You Care fact file, did you know in the developed countries around the world, the proportion of adults married has declined from an average of 72% back in 1970 to 60% last year? Chance of a first marriage ending in divorce between 50 and 67% these days.
Wow.
Chance that a second marriage will end in divorce about 10% higher than for the first marriage.
What?
Yeah. How about
Wait,
that?
Say
How
that again.
The stats have changed so that more people are being divorced from the second in terms of percentages. In other words,
oh my gosh.
Use me as an example. I was married once,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. I might have been tempted or thinking about it once or twice since then, but I haven't gotten remarried. There are people who marry once, doesn't work, so, okay, let's try it again. Let's be an optimist. It'll work. Let's try it one more time, and doesn't work the second time. Let's try it again. There are, in most though, the common number actually now of people being married is twice. It really is. More people are married twice than there are married once. But that perhaps does speak to the fact that there are more people in the first marriage ends in divorce 50% of the time, or it was that statistic, but now it's up sizably from that. But the chance, this is what I think you were questioning, Victoria, second marriage ends in divorce is 10% higher than the first marriage.
That is blowing my mind, because I always thought that the second marriage had a much higher percentage of success.
It used to. You were getting it right.
I think it used to, right, yeah.
Wow.
But now I just think people are too selfish to be married for a long time.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
I don't know. I think there's a shift. I do think that there's a shift, and I think that that happens. Yeah. I mean, when you become more worried about your own... I mean, look, you always have to take care of yourself, and I think we all know that, but it just seems a lot easier to get in and out of marriages if it's just not working and it's, you know, it's upsetting you for a couple of days. People are like, okay, we're out.
Let's have a divorce. What is there, I mean, in terms of being married, though, what's the attraction, really, for the state to sanction you to be living with someone? What's the attraction for that? I think maybe you have a party, bring all your friends together, and...
Well, I think it's important if you want to have a family. I mean, I'm traditional in that way. I mean, yeah. I don't think marriage is for everybody, but I mean, I think it's important if you have kids. It gives them a sense of stability and security.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree with that totally.
That brings to top of mind something that I actually was reading in a magazine, Jennifer, and I've just now reached for it because I wasn't thinking this was the time for it, but maybe it is. In terms of raising a family and what stress and anxiety and depression occur now, or is it, I guess my question is there more stress, is there more anxiety, is there more depression raising a family now than there was, let's say, when I was a kid, or when my parents were children, or, you know, at any time? I mean, I certainly went through a lot of stuff when I was a kid, and I'm still shaking it off, frankly. But it gets right down to the nitty-gritty of, in terms of the fear of actually giving birth to another human being and what that's like to... What?
I don't know if there's more stress. Well, I think Victoria's horrified by the idea of giving birth
totally
to another human being.
Completely. I so wish I had money for a surrogate.
Yeah, I don't know that there's more stress. I just think it's different. Like, having two siblings that both have small children, and just the idea of having to raise a kid where, like, cell phones and social media and all of this other stuff exists, like, that just wasn't a thing you even had to contemplate. 10, 15, 20
Why?
Years ago. Because
Why?
It didn't exist.
Yeah.
And now, like, there's so much cyberbullying, and it's just like, when do you let your kid have a cell phone? And there's so much pressure to do all of this, and it's like a thing that people have never had to navigate before. So everyone who's raising a small child now is like the first generation of people who have to deal with that. So you don't have anyone to look up to see, like, okay, what's the best way to do this? Am I screwing up?
Yep. Mm. What's the model for this? No one knows. It's like the wild, wild west.
You know, I hear you, and I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking about all of the apprehension.
I mean, your daughter's going through this too,
right,
Doug.
That's what I was just thinking. The workload that she's taken on to be the head of this department at UCLA is more than what she figured it was going to be. Mostly, well, because she digs into stuff, and she takes everything so seriously. So she wants to be a good mother, and is. So last night she told me, we had FaceTime last night. And it was dark for both of us, so all we could see when the lights were coming toward us, we could see each other's face as we were driving. That was it. And she was telling me about they had gone to the store earlier in the day because Miles has this preschool experience that he's going through now. They just started. And somehow or other, he has figured out that there's something happening next week that involves costumes. He doesn't know really any more about it than that. So he basically, in his own way, asked his mother about costumes. And so she took him to a store, and they bought him a llama costume. And I said, why in the world
is a
llama?
You have to post pictures of him as a baby
llama.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure we'll have the pictures of it. But and apparently he's tried it on. He's fascinated with the whole idea. Has no idea about the candy or any of the stuff. It's just a dress-up. Mm. And I think that the only thing they're going to really do, because they're really trying to keep him away from foods that are not good for him, they're really going to dress him up in that classroom situation so they have a little sort of party with the kids. But he's too young to go trick-or-treating door to door. And I think that stuff has never been anything. We lived so far off the road at that time that I didn't bring the kids out, and nobody came to my house. I don't know, they thought I was, as you say, Captain Curmudgeon. I was so far off the road, and I didn't really want the kids to come to the house anyway. So I didn't leave any lights on, and I didn't want that stuff.
Jeez, Doug.
Unreal.
That's one of the favorite memories I have with my dad, is that every year he'd come and get me at my mom's house, and we'd walk the neighborhood, and we'd go trick-or-treating, and then we'd get in the car, and we'd drive to my grandma's house, and it was just like a fun thing that we did every single year.
All right, so let's go back to the stress thing, because I have another thought on the fear of giving birth or other things that are going on that are super demanding and stressful and whack us out emotionally and mentally and sometimes even physically. There is a research paper that just came out in the University of Miami that focused on finding out whether training in mindfulness. Do you know what that is? How to make your mind more open and accepting of things that are not traditional, looking at the world through a different pair of glasses, if you will, being mindful of what's going on with you in your world. You were talking about it being selfish, Jennifer, a little bit ago. There's a difference between being selfish and being aware of yourself, I think. And so the stuff that you place, the stress that you place, the demands you place on yourself are up to you. You know, you can measure it in any way you want to, but don't let society tell you how to act or how to be. And that's a hard thing because we are so influenced by social media today. Are we? Isn't that what the demands on you? Don't you feel like you have to accommodate some of the things that sort of are part of what people expect due to the things that we learn in social media? You think that that's, I'm thinking about athletics for kids, in a manner of speaking. How many parents push their children into an athletic program because everybody else is doing it, and they post pictures. Oh, look at my son Johnny in that hockey uniform or whatever.
That probably does happen, for sure. I could definitely see that happening.
Yeah. So, but be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. That's really what I think the lesson. And you'll find your life being less stressful. Although, again, I understand what Jennifer's saying. It seems selfish if you let yourself be. I think it's how you play it, how you communicate, how you act to the people that are close to you. Maybe that's what it is, much as anything else. All right, 45 after the hour coming up. The first celebration of Christmas on the radio.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. How are your knees holding up? Osteoarthritis is the number one reason knee joints wear out, and our aging population is wearing out a lot of them.
Maybe a decade ago, we were doing 250,000 knee replacements in the United States per year. Now we're up to about 800,000 or 900,000 per year.
Mayo Clinic orthopedic surgeon Dr. Cedric Ortigueira says there could be 3 million per year by 2030, and to expect robot arm-assisted knee replacements to help serve that need because of several advantages.
There's potentially less blood loss, less invasive surgery to get into the knee, and perhaps a quicker recovery. But overall, we believe that the best benefit will be the improvement in the alignment and overall precision of the surgery.
Dr. Ortigueira says more precise placement may allow the devices to last longer, meaning patients could get needed knee replacements at a younger age without fear of wearing out their implants during their lifetime. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
I want to introduce you to a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. To say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies every day. The cost to you?
$0.22 per serving. The Balance of Nature fruit and veggies products help boost the immune system, up 720% if you do this every day. Balance of Nature fruits and veggies boost your immune system. You heard me right. What an amazing product. Give yourself better overall health. Go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV, and you'll get a free month supply using that code. You heard right. A free month. The code is DJV. The product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com for a free month supply using code DJV. Experience it for yourself. Balanceofnature.com.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. bankonyourself.com.
Ah, crank this up. Love this song. This is a great song. Just love this.
This never gets old.
Never. Dude. Does not. That's a great way of putting it, actually, Victoria.
This is going to be around for 100 years.
Never gets old. It's one of those things.
And it's the newest classic, don't you think?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. But it really is. It's very interesting you put it that way, because so many of the songs, you know, the traditional songs, we say the new ones that come out, that song will never be around, or that artist will never be around. Not like Frank Sinatra. No. So anyway, if you think it's too early for Christmas tunes, the radio world is getting ready for it. This is going to be the deal this year. You know, radio stations, because we have so many of them owned by a couple of different companies, and they all are carbon copies of each other. That's one of the reasons I love doing this program as an independent producer, because it appeals to the independent owners of radio stations and markets around the country, the family, the mom and pop operations. So anyway, one of the big companies has announced North Pole Radio. This is the exciting thing for this year. That's it.
Listen to in the North Pole, right?
North Pole Radio starts today in Madison, Wisconsin, and it starts in Atlantic City tomorrow. All right? This is North Pole Radio, folks. You'll hear it on every, and I'm not going to mention the name of the company because I think I'm still on a dozen or so of their stations, but I used to be on 40-some-odd of their stations. This is, and frankly, I would rather listen to most of this music, the upbeat Christmas music. The stations that play that, and the sacred Christmas music, that stinks. I don't want to listen to that. I don't listen to the Beach Boys and this stuff, or the things that Kara knows what my tastes are. That's why she's played all these tunes to the background of the story. But I think you're going to hear a lot more, especially as soon as Halloween is over. For whatever the reason, that seems to be the place. There's an intangible factor here, how programmers figure out how to push the Christmas button. But I think psychologically, we are 12 days away from Halloween, and there are these people, these geniuses, that come up with slogans like, today's real radio becomes tomorrow's North Pole Radio. They gotta jump the gun because they want to be ahead of Fred, who's the station owner on the other side of town. I want to be the first. What difference it makes, I don't know, because people are going to listen to the music they like, not care really where it comes from. 10 before the hour here on the DJV Show.
It's the little thing. It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's talk about what the quality that you want in your home, the quality of the air that you want in your home, is all about. How do we make sure that the air that you and your family are breathing is the best possible air? As we get into the winter months, fall and winter, more respiratory problems, and that's because people are inside more and the air they are breathing may not be as good as it needs to be. So let's find out how we can improve the air inside of your home. A gentleman named Isaac Flanagan is here, general manager of Canopy. Hi, Isaac. Let's talk about the problems. And I wonder if you noticed it yourself in your own home. And is that one of the things that brought you around to doing this?
Hi, Doug. Absolutely. I have noticed this. I actually grew up in a home with an allergy sufferer. My mother has terrible allergies, and it could be set off by pretty much anything. And we learned early on that changing that air filter more frequently was an important key to her health and happiness. And air quality has never been more important than it is now inside the home. We spend 90% of our time indoors. We're up to 50 million Americans each year suffering from allergies and experiencing allergy symptoms. And according to the EPA, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times dirtier than outdoor air, and sometimes more than 100 times. You pointed out the seasons are changing. We're in that nesting time of year where we're indoors all the time, and so it's critical to safeguard the quality of that air with clean filters.
So we can look at numbers and stats all day long. The bottom line is that we're interested in making people better. But your company did a survey of people, and it was there were different age categories, and responses were different according to age, right?
That's correct. We find that the baby boom generation is most aware of the need to change air filters and is most effective of doing it on schedule. And the younger, newer homeowners, newer home maintainers, the millennial generation is not nearly as timely.
So, what do we do in terms of the actual the effect of having the bad air filters you've explained? So, what do we do about changing? Because people oftentimes think they're sort of put off. And lovingly, I say about baby boomers, they're not as handy. Some of us are a little older who've done things like change air filters on our own, fairly easy to do. Is it something that's teachable, or you got to get somebody to do it?
It's very teachable. It's not hard. Maybe in a small proportion of homes, the system may have been constructed in such a way that there's a heavy object in front of it that might require tools or someone to help you. But that's the rarity. Most places, it's as simple as opening up a door, sliding out the old filter, putting in the new one. We find that the biggest obstacle for most folks is they far and away just don't know how often you're supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't know where their equipment is, or what size air filter they need. And that's why at Canopy, we've really focused a lot on education and advocacy. So we have videos and instructional and informative content all over the website to help people with exactly those problems. We want to teach you where your air handler is. We want to show you the simple ways to find out what size your air filter is. In most cases, you just look at the old one and it says right there on big numbers. And most importantly, we want to help you get on an autopilot so this filter just shows up exactly when you need it. Nothing to remember.
All right. One of the things, just to go back for a second to why you need to do this, if you've never changed an air filter in your furnace, you need to have the experience yourself and look at the crap that is the particles, the black stuff that's in these filters. You won't believe what's in the air in your house.
It's a good word for it, Doug. That air filter is the main line of defense. It's keeping all that crap out of your lungs. And it's not that pleasant to talk about. It's less pleasant to breathe. If we're talking about pollen, mold spores, smoke particles, pet dander, dust mites, skin cells, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, it's really, and this is for people who have air systems, hot air systems, air conditioning systems, that sort of thing. If you have a different kind of furnace, it's not as easy to do this, and that's maybe why you want to have the hot air systems, because you can clean the air better. And you're right, the mites and stuff that are there, you have pets. There's such a thing about having a strong immune system, but give yourself a fighting chance. And one of the ways of doing it is to have these filters. Find out from Canopy how you can do it. Where is the information that leads people to doing what we're suggesting they ought to be doing?
Just go to canopyair.com, learn everything you know, and put this problem on autopilot.
Canopyair.com. All right, good advice. Isaac Flanagan, thank you for being here on the DJV Experience.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.